ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कंटो 7 Chapter 3, entitled Hiranyakashipu's Plan to Become Immortal. Verse number 30. Tvam Sapta Tantum Vitanusi Tanva Traya Chatur Hotraka Vidyaya Cha Tvam Eka Atma Atmavata Anadir Ananta Paraha Kavir Antaratma Tvam Saptatantum Vitanositanva Trayat Chatur Hutraka Vidyayat Cha Tvameka Atmatmavatam Anadir Anantapara Kavir Antaratma Tvam sapta tantam vitanusi tanva Traya chatur hutraka vidyaya cha Tvam eka atmatmavatam anadir Anantapara kavir antaratma Vam sattva tantam vinato sitattva Trayat chatur hutraka vidyayat cha Tvamekatmatma vatamanadir Anantapara kavir antaratma Om sapta tantrum vinanosi tattva Trayat chatur hutraka vidyayat cha Ameka atmatma vatamanadir Anantapara kavir antaratma Vam sapta tantum vitanosi tanva Trayat chatur hutraka vidyayat cha Ameka atmatma vatamanadir Anantapara kavir antaratma Matajis Tvam, you, saptatantum, the 7 kinds of Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, beginning from Agni Stoma, Yagya, Agni Stoma Yagya, Vitanosi, spread. Tanva, by your body. Traya, the 3 Vedas. Chatu Hutraka, of the 4 kinds of Vedic priests. known as Huta, Advaryu, Brahma, and Udgata. Vidyaya, by the necessary knowledge. Cha, also. Tvam, you. Ekaha, one. Atma, the super soul. Atmavatam, of all living entities. Anadihi, without beginning. Anantaparaha, without end. Kavihi, the supreme inspirer. Ananta Atma, the super soul within the core of the heart. Translation: my dear Lord, by your form as the Vedas personified and through knowledge relating to the activities of all the yagyic brahmanas, you spread the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies of the seven kinds of sacrifices headed by Agni Stoma. Indeed, you inspire the yagyic brahmanas to perform the rituals mentioned in the Trivedas. Being the super soul, the super soul of all living entities, you are beginningless, endless, and omniscient, beyond the limits of time and space. Purport: the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, the knowledge therefore, and the person who agree to perform them are inspired by the Supreme Soul. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Matta Smritim Jnanam Apohanam Cha. Bhagavad Gita 15:15. From the Lord come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. The super soul is situated in everyone's heart. Sarvasya cham hridi sannivishta. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hrid deshe arjuna tisthati. Bhagavad Gita 18:61. And when one is advanced in Vedic knowledge, the super soul gives him directions. Acting as super soul, the Lord gives inspiration to a suitable person to perform the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. In this connection, four classes of priests known as Ritvik are required. They are mentioned as Huta, Advaryu, Atma, and Udgata. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then this chapter is entitled Hiranyakashipu's Plan to Become Immortal. Then Hiranyakashipu, he decided to become immortal, but he is going to the wrong person. It is like if you want to get water and you go to the desert and you are looking for water. There is no water there in the desert. You're just looking, looking, looking. You waste your time. Or if we want gold and if you go to the garbage, you start looking there. Gold is there. Then you will not find gold. Or if a woman wants child and she go to an eunuch, then the person will never give child. Then similarly, Hiranyakashipu here, he wanted to become immortal and he is going to Brahma. Brahma, he is not himself immortal. then he will not be successful. It is explained that the demons, they perform so many austerities. And at the end, they get killed through time. Time kills everyone, everything. But time does not kill the devotees. Why? Time does not kill the devotees because whatever action we are doing, it is eternal. Whatever this sound vibrations we are hearing, devotees, is beyond time because Krishna is there. When Krishna is there, then time, we are not killed by time. Then Hiranyakashipu, he performed a lot of austerities, very difficult austerities. But Prahlad Maharaj, he didn't perform any austerity, Prahlad Maharaj. Nothing. Just when he was child, he heard, Narad Muni came, he heard some Krishna Katha when he was in the womb. Then, and he got very much, he was very much, not benedicted, he was very much by Nrisimha Dev, favored. He was very much favored by Nrisimha Dev. Because why? Bhakti. Bhakti is very powerful. There is one in Brihat Bhagavatam, in Brihat Bhagavatam Rita, written by Sanatana Goswami, there is one verse spoken by Narada Muni. He is saying, he is glorifying Jagannath Mahaprasad. He is saying, if you fast for 6 months, and if you just eat little bit of Mahaprasad of Jagannath, it is more, you get more benefit than by fasting for 6 months. See how much powerful this bhakti. Then here Hiranyakashipu, he is glorifying Brahma as the supreme personality of Godhead. Of course, we can see that Brahma, he was not angry at all. He was tolerant. Because devotee does not like if someone glorify you, especially if someone tell you are God. That is the biggest offense our devotee does not tolerate. In Brihat Bhagavatamrita, we will see Narad Muni, when he came and he start glorifying Brahma, Brahma become very, very angry. Very much angry. Shri Narada Uvacha, Prajapati Patir Yovai. Shri Narada Uvacha. Prajapati Patir. He said, oh, you are the Pati. You are the master of the Prajapati. Yovai. He said this to Narada, to Brahma. And Brahma, he become very, very much angry. He closed his, with his four hands. He has four or eight. Four, huh? Four heads. Not four hands. Eight hands. He with his eight hands, he closed his ears. Huh? He become very much disturbed. He said, what are you saying? Then Narad Muni, he again come and he said, you alone create, maintain and devour the 14 worlds. He started glorifying him. He said, you are like Krishna. He will say later, he will say, this verse is coming, Brahma Uvacha, Aham na Bhagavan Krishna. Aham na Bhagavan Krishna. I am not Krishna, he said. Brahmaji. No, I am not Krishna. Aham na Bhagavan Krishna. Ititvam kim pramanataha. Ititvam kim pramanataha. Where are you getting this praman, this evidence that I am the Supreme Lord? And he go on and he says, yukti tashcha. Yukti means logic. From which logic you are saying that I am Bhagavan? Which Praman? Is there any Praman? Then we should not be confused. There is one book is also called Ravan. Some book about Ravan. That Ravan, his knowledge is very perfect. He is very... Then similarly, we may be also confused and think, oh, Brahma, he is the greatest. He is Bhagavan. But here, Brahma himself, in Brihat Bhagavatamrita, he say, no, I am not Krishna. I am not Bhagavan Krishna. And he told Brahma, he told Narada Muni that I didn't train you like this. I didn't explain to you. Because in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is also Narada Muni, he was thinking that Brahma is God. And Prabhupada in this purport, he explained that the disciples should not misunderstood the spiritual master as God. He asked him, Narada Muni, in second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 4, he asked Brahma that you are the supreme, because he was saying that Brahma is doing so much wonderful work of creation. But he was having some doubt. He was thinking that Brahma is also engaged in self-realization. If he was self-realized soul, then he should not be supreme. Like Shivji, we see him meditating. That means he's meditating on whom? He's meditating on Krishna. That means Shivji also is not supreme. Anyone who meditates or anyone who is doing, who is practicing, that means he's not God. Then Narada Muni, he becomes doubtful. Then Brahma, he will explain to him. Many verses are there in second canto. Many verses are there explaining to him, no, I am not the supreme. Then in today's verse, it's a little bit about Veda. Vedas. There is this word, I was asking questions, what means this trayi? You know, here is the word coming. Verse number 30, What is? Dvam Eka. Prabhupada, in the translation is there. He's saying, what is the problem? In the three Vedas. We know that there are four Vedas. Here, in the translation, it is explained that Krishna, he inspired Brahmanas to perform these realistic activities which are in the three Vedas. Then why the three Vedas? Why? Because we know there are four Vedas, Rig, Yajur, Sama, and Atharva. Then the explanation is the Rig Veda. Rig. What means Rig? Rig means hymns. Hymns. Then the Rig, in the Rig Veda, mostly it is hymns for the glorification of the demigods. And the Sama Veda, Sama means like musics, It goes like this with the when we recite these hymns or this mantra in the Rig Veda, we need also the tunes. And then there is also Sama, then Rig, we said Rig. Yajur. Yajur means yaj. Yaj means sacrifice. Then it is also explained how we can perform sacrifice. But Atharva Veda, because it explained about magic, Mantras, so if you want to harm someone, mantras are there, magic, then it is not considered as of the Veda, as the Vedas. Then this is called Traya. This Traya Veda, Traya, three Vedas. It is, we will explain in the Bhagavad Gita, there are both four or five verses, both these three Vedas, Traya Vedas. It is there, we will come later to explain this, but I would like, then you understand this, huh? What means three Vedas, huh? There are four. Atharva Veda, it's not considered as Veda, because it is given mantras, but magic, then it is not considered as Veda. That only the three Vedas are there. Then we know that the Vedas, they were, this is very important information I will give. I find it recently that, you see, Vyasadeva, he divided the Vedas, huh? He divided the Vedas. This is verse in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.4.21. Then we have Pailarishi, he give him the Rig Veda. Jaimini, he give him the Sama Veda. Then Vaishampayana, he give him the Yajur Veda. But when he divided this Veda, and to Homa Harshana, he give the Itihas and Purana. Then when Vedavyas, he divided the Vedas, he was not devotee at that time. We can see he was Karmi. He's playing the role of Karmi. You know, in the Bhagavatam, there is Vedavyas, he was very much frustrated, he was unhappy, then Narad Muni came to him, he asked question, why I am unhappy? Then Narad Muni, he said, because you didn't glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You just written about Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, you have written so many books, but you are frustrated because you didn't glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then there is one very interesting verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam 9th canto. This verse, Sri Vyasadeva, he's rejecting these disciples. These four disciples, Jaimini, Shampayana, and Paila, and he rejected them. This verse, I can read it for you, is 9.22, canto 9, chapter number 22, verse 22-23. Then, here, Sukadev Goswami is speaking. He's saying, Vedavyas, he rejected his disciples, headed by Paila. Why he rejected them? Because they were all Karma Kandi. That means the Rig Veda will reject also a little bit. See, in the Rig Veda, we say little bit. I will explain. There are some verses, about Vishnu. Like, Om Tad Paramam Vishnu, huh? Sada Pashyanti Suraya. There is this verse. But very little verses like this. If you take also the Quran, in the Quran, there is one verse, one, about Krishna. We can say Krishna, but it is very, is not, it is said in this verse that the form of God is very beautiful. Who has such form? Complexion. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita that in the Quran, Krishna is described as blackish. But from this verse, there is a Prabhupada God brother, Keshav Bharati Maharaj. He wrote one book, and he explained in this book, this verse from the Quran, that complexion, whose complexion is more beautiful than Allah. This verse it is saying. Then, Keshav Bharati Maharaj explained that in Arabia, the people are little blackish, you know. Sun is there. And he said, Krishna is blackish. See, There is only one verse in the Quran. Then similarly, in the Rig Veda, there are not so many verses about Krishna. So many glorification of Indra, Agni. There are 33 devatas are there, and their glorification. But here it is explained that Vedavyas, he rejected his disciple, headed by Pila. And he didn't reject Ramaharsana. Ramaharsana, he wrote the Itihas and the Puranas. Itihas is Ramayana. Iti means das, and ha means was. Itiha. Iti, the past. Itihas means histories of the past and the Puranas. Then Vedavyas, he instructed the four Vedas and the Puranas to his disciple, but he didn't teach them the Bhagavatam. He never teached them. Only Sukadev Goswami was qualified to study the Bhagavatam because he was free from all material desires. This shows the superiority of that Bhagavatam is superior, is the highest. Then here is the highest scripture is Bhagavatam. Then here we see that Hiranyakashipu, he is glorifying Brahma. He is saying that, what he is saying? He is saying, my dear Lord, by your forms as the Veda personified, and through knowledge relating to the activities, okay, you spread the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. Okay, it is fact that Brahma, he spread the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. But he is not, we cannot say that Brahma, from him, the Vedas originate. It is not from Brahma, the Vedas. The Vedas are coming from Krishna. This here is in Bhagavad Gita, 3:15. It is explained that the Vedas are directly manifested from the breathing of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Asya mahato bhutasya nishvasitam etad yadrig vedo yajur veda sama vedo tharavangi rashaha. The four Vedas, they are emanation from the breath of the, this is from Brihat Aranyaka Upanishad, that the Vedas, they are coming from Krishna. And this is the same verses in Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Akshara Samudbhavam. Brahma means Vedic knowledge, Akshara. Akshara means from the Supreme Brahman, and Samudbhavam means they are coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then the Vedas, they are not coming from Brahma, they come from Krishna. Then I want to emphasize this fact that in the Rig Veda, there is not so many slokas about Radha. You can, Radha Krishna, for example. There is no sloka about. There is little bit. There is one Rig Veda, 151, 154. It is said that, it is speak little bit about Radha and Krishna. Little bit. One verse or two verses are there. Not so many verses are there. Because according to scientists or the scholars, Western scholars, they only studied Rig Veda. They don't want to touch like Upanishad. If they come to the level of Upanishad, it is more philosophical, but they try to show that India or the Vedic culture is polytheistic. They are trying to show this. Because the people, they got confused. So many demigods, Indra, in the Rig Veda, Indra is saying he is the supreme. Rig Veda says Indra is the supreme. Then, another verses, they say Agni is the supreme. Another verses, they say Surya is the supreme. Then they get confused. Who is the supreme? But I discovered something very nice. You see, in the Vedas, we have the demigods are there. In Judaism, Christianity and Islam, they have the angels. You know the angels? It's called Malak. In Hebrew, the word for angels is called Malak. In Arabic also it's called Malak. Then, we have the demigods and they have the angels. They say, if we give some services to the demigods, God's power will become diminished. Then we should not. But in the Abrahamic religion, in Judaism, Christianity, Islam, they have the angels, and angels are also acting as demigods. They have the same services. For example, in Islam, if someone dies, there is the angel of death who is taking the soul out. We have also the same. It's called Yama Dutas, huh? The messenger. Because this word, Malak, has been wrongly translated as angel. Normally, Malak means messenger, the same as Duta. In the Vedic scriptures, this is called Duta, is called messenger. But what happened? Judaism, it come with Zoroastrianism, Iran, huh? Persian. And this name, it called Angaros. And it has been translated in Greek, because the Bible was written in Greek, it has been translated as angel. Then, the same angels which are in Judaism, Christianity, Islam, we have the demigods. There is no much difference. They are also respecting the angels. We are respecting the demigods. But they said, you guys, you are polytheistic people. Then it's very, very important to show that the Vedic culture is not polytheistic. It is, even the word monotheistic is not the good word. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explained that this polytheistic word and monotheistic is not good. We should judge someone by his spiritual activities. See, spiritual. It means nothing monotheistic or polytheistic. Doesn't mean nothing. We have to, this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. If someone, he has material consciousness, then what is monotheism and polytheism is there? But someone has spiritual consciousness, he is the real. We can say monotheism. Even this word monotheism is new word. In the Quran, in the Bible, if you enter into the Greek and into the Hebrew, Arabic, there is not this word monotheism is there at all. It's just 300 years ago, this word has been entered as monotheism. Then the Vedic culture, it is, which name we can use? Which name can we use? We cannot say it is monotheistic. Because if we take like in our Vedic culture, if some people want to go to the heaven, like on the Karma Kanda platform, if they want to the heaven, we don't see their polytheistics. That's his polytheistic person. This is not use, that's all. This word. Then, the scholar, they are misusing this word, polytheistic and monotheistic, and they are not there. And we should try to demonstrate this. That the Vedic culture, in the Vedic culture, there are different stages are there. That is nice. Karma Kanda, there are first Vikarma is there, then Karma Kanda, then Jnana Kanda, then Asanga Kanda, then Bhakti Kanda is there. It is like school. In school, if we, children, they go first class, second class, third class, and they go, then they become perfect is there. Then this is very nice explanation instead of labeling the Vedic culture as polytheistic. It is neither polytheistic, neither monotheistic. It is different stages are there, and it is progressions, and this, even in any culture, like Islam or Christianity, they have also different stages are there. Like in Islam, some people are Sufists, mystic. In Christianity also we have this. Some people are also, we have mystics. We have others are also there. Then, this is the right understanding of the term monotheists and polytheists. We will just see now Prabhupada, in Prabhupada's purport, Prabhupada he is explaining that everyone is inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul. In the form of the Paramatma, some people, they are performing some ritualistic ceremonies, but the inspiration is coming from where? It is coming from the Super Soul, the inspiration. Prabhuji yesterday answered, he asked a very nice question, the sanction. Who sanction? And Maharaj, Radha Govinda Maharaj, he answered very nicely, huh? He said, did you need signature, huh? He said this. Then, the sanction is there. From our past life, we have performed so many activities, so many desires are there, stored in our heart, and mattaha smritim jnanam apuhanam cha. Then Krishna, he remembers all these things. And he is giving the inspiration according to our level. Then these Vedic realistic activities, we are against them also. In Gita, Arjuna, Krishna, he asked Arjuna, which verse? He told him, which verse? Give up the Vedas, Traigunya, Vishaya Veda. Nistraigunya, Vishaya Veda. The Veda did only with Vishaya. Vishaya means sense gratification. Traigunya Vishaya Veda. Nistraigunya Bhava. Go beyond the three modes. Then, but Krishna is so merciful that still, if one is in the level, if one is on the lower level, he still inspired him to do this Vedic ceremonies, but we are not very much enthusiastic we to do these Vedic ceremonies. I was reading in one book, it's called Brahmanas. See, there is one book called Brahmanas in the Veda, in one book, and explaining there about the yajna. Small fault, you know, like about water. See, you have to put water pot. If someone come between, like you have pot of water, and you have your kunda is there, kunda. See, and you have water, and between you want to put, and someone just come, cross. Then the whole effect will become useless. of the yagya. It's become opposite. Small mistake like this. It is very, very difficult in this age. Prabhupada also explained that this Omkara, it was in Satya Yuga. So in Satya Yuga, people were all Brahmanas. But now, they were very conscious about when they make anything, sacrifice, they know there is one is watching. Oh, don't do this, like this called, it's called here Udgata. Udgata. It just correct. Whatever mistake is there, no, this, like that. Then, and Prabhupada explained, thus we cannot do this now. It's impossible to do this now. Very impossible. Like so many details is explained about the yagya, how to do this, what to do this, we are not trained on this. No one is training us. Because why? Because it is not possible in this age to do this. Then Prabhupada said, yes, now, Kali Yuga, everyone is Shudra, then Hare Krishna Mahamantra is effective. Not Omkar. Not we are against Omkar. Om is also Krishna. Is only practical. We are, the acharyas, they are trying to give something which is helpful according to time and circumstances. Then in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is explained this very famous verse number one. It is explained this urdhvam mulam adashakha. It is explained yastam vedasa vidavit. Anyone who knows the origin, it is explained how should we know the Vedas? How? Then one who knows this tree of the creation. Tree? This urdhvam mulam adha shakham. By knowing, and because this tree, it is opposite. And on the top, Krishna is there. If we know Krishna, then we know the Vedas. Very simple. Vedaischa aham eva sarva vedai. If we know Krishna, then we know the Vedas. And how can we know Krishna? How? Then we don't know Krishna because of our attachment. See, anyone who is attached, this material attachment, then it is not easy to know. Then to know the Vedas, we have to know how to cut our material attachment. Then this is material attachment. They are cut. How material attachments are cut? By knowledge. We need knowledge. We need to study. We need to read. Chanakya Pandit, he said, every day we should read at least one sloka. If you don't have time, read half. If you don't have time to read half, read one fourth. Without knowledge, we cannot come to Krishna. Impossible. Why? Because even to chant this Hare Krishna mantra, you need to have knowledge also. Why? Because doubts are there. Sometimes why I am chanting this Hare Krishna? Why? I am chanting for many years. It is not producing anything, I am saying. Then we need knowledge. Then we should read, we should study, we should spend our time reading. If we don't read, the example is like knife. If you have knife, and if you put knife in one place for 1 year, what happened to the knife? It become rusted. Rusted? You want to use it? Does not cut. Similarly, if we don't read every day, if we don't study, then our intelligence becomes rusted also. our intelligence become bad. Good, not good intelligence. Then we have every day many problems are there. Many challenges are there. Every day, doubts are there. Then by reading, we cut these challenges. We have good intelligence. Then we can solve any problem. We become fixed in Krishna consciousness. It is impossible to get fixed in Krishna consciousness without reading Srila Prabhupada books, without this Athato Brahma Jigyasa, without... It is said, by having doubts, our intelligence become better. We should doubt everything. And after, we should find the solution. Then, Hare Krishna. any question, any comment? Are you okay? I'm safe. Nitai Gora Premanande, Hari Hari Gora.